Shalom, beloved ones. I'm here in Jerusalem. I'm right now at the southern steps that led up to the temple. Right now they're blocked. You can't get through. But there were arches where literally the common man would come to the temple after he had richly bathed himself, put on the white linen, had the sacrifice, and entered through the arches here to go into the temple. I want to talk to you today about the fact that, as I've been mentioning on my previous two Seeds of Revelation, these steps were called the teaching steps. And rabbis, including Jesus, taught from these steps. And so I'm going to follow in that tradition today. And I want to go with you to the book of Psalms. I'm going now to Psalm number 19. It's such a beautiful psalm. Hear the word of God. It says, "The heavens are telling the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of His hands. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not being heard." In other words, through God's glory in the earth, God is speaking. The Bible tells us we can know a lot about the nature of God and who He is by simply looking at His glory revealed in creation. I'm in the spring right now in Israel, and you can look around me and you can see all the beautiful new life that's emerging, new plant life, new flowers. The flowers right now are tremendous. Once again, it's in the spring. We have vibrant purples, vibrant yellows, vibrant oranges, and it's just declaring the glory and the beauty of God. We see the birds. Israel is a major place where birds move through, going to different countries in the world. It's a very famous migration area. So we look at these beautiful birds and all their colors, and they're all speaking to us, beloved one, about the glory of God. I want you to hear me as I begin to close now. God is beautiful. God is beautiful. David said, "One thing have I desired, to be in your presence and to gaze upon your beauty all the days of my life." And when we look around creation, we see the glory of God revealed in His beauty. And when you focus on His beauty, beloved one, you'll know that He's here, and it'll take away your loneliness. If you feel lonely today, just look out upon creation. Focus on something beautiful in God's creation, and I promise you this, God's going to feel much closer to you than you felt just a moment ago before you looked at His beauty. God loves you today. This is Rabbi Schneider saying shalom. Pass this on to a friend, and we look forward to being with you through Seeds of Revelation next week.